obviously a big week for you. Just take us back to Sunday in the East Final and playing that atmosphere in Montreal, and just, you know, the Alouettes being who they are and consistently there every year, it seems. Just go over that and tell us about that experience on Sunday.
Well, it was definitely the loudest game I've ever played and ever been to. I played for New York, the Giants, when we played the Jets in the preseason game this past preseason. That was pretty loud, but it didn't really compare to the Montreal game. I think because it was a closed dome, it just kind of echoed and reverberated around the stadium. So we couldn't hear a thing when we were on the line. So we definitely had to make use of that game. As far as playing the Alouettes, like you said, they've been in the finals or at the top of near the top of the league for years. So for us to come in and get that win, it was something special. In the fashion that we did it, it was we made it a close game. Didn't have to be, but we put ourselves in that position. But we're fortunate to get the win.
And it must be special to be in the 100th Grey Cup, just because that's such a milestone, and the fact you guys get to play in Toronto as well.
Definitely, yeah. For the team, it's great because we can have a home atmosphere. I'm sure there'll be some Calgary fans there, but we'll definitely outvoice them and outnumber them. And then personally, for me to play in front of my hometown family and friends, I'm gonna have a few people coming to the game, and it'll be good time.
And as you mentioned, Joel, you're an Oakville native, so you're gonna have plenty of family and friends in attendance on Sunday. But you also went to the University of Waterloo. And interesting story is you started playing basketball here and then switched to football. Tell us how that happened or why you decided to make the switch.
Well, for one thing, I wasn't getting the playing time that I wanted, I wasn't getting played like I wanted to, and the time that I put in, I wasn't getting back from the team. So I decided that I should switch things up. And at first, I wasn't on any team. Like in my third year, I didn't play any competitive sports. So that kind of void, I needed to fill that with something. So I turned to football, and it was good to get back to a team sport like that.